Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 193 of Her, the podcast where you'll hear the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, how she's ending her meals. What are we talking about? Well, we've got a terrific show, guaranteed. But before we begin, know that this episode is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Vitamins, the delicious once-a-day gummies that contain all of the essential vitamins, minerals, and omega oils customized just for women. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. All right, here's your first official reminder to click on iTunes after this episode to rate and review the show, because we look forward to hearing from you. I just sit here waiting, just all lonely and everything. I need your feedback. That's right, you heard right. So you're going to be hitting iTunes after the show, rate and review. Okay, it's time for Her.
Her. The podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind. Her body. Her life. It's all about her.
You know, for years, I've always said that what's needed at the end of a meal for a woman specifically is kind of a sweet ending. Now, what do I mean by that? You know, you're having all this great stuff, maybe healthy vegetables and lean protein and whatever, but something's missing. You need a sweet period at the end of the meal sentence. And so, you know, people have come up with all kinds of things, everything from the wild and crazy, you know, bingeable dessert stuff to just something, something. You know, the French use fruit, for instance, and that tastes really good. But something sweet, how does that work? Other people basically do maybe some tea with a little honey in it or something, and that seems to really suffice. So along comes a company which really caught my eye, which I thought was really innovative, and it's called Meal Enders. And, you know, I immediately said, maybe they're on the same page I'm on, and maybe they understand what's going on, especially with women, just like I do. So lo and behold, I had the pleasure of meeting our guest, Tammy Lyon, out in San Francisco, where they're based, to really have a conversation about what this company is doing to help us redefine what that little thing is at the end of a meal. Now, Tammy is a registered dietitian who's been helping people meet their nutrition and wellness goals for 25 years. You don't even look that old, Tammy. Give me a break. And she specializes in eating and weight disorders, sports nutrition, and her education was at UCLA Medical Center and UC Berkeley. Yeah, that's my alma mater. And now she's in private practice, and she's the chief nutrition officer for the company Meal Enders. Tammy, welcome to the Her podcast.
Well, thank you so much for having me on the podcast.
All right, we're going to hop right to it. Let's just cut right to it. What the heck is a meal ender?
A meal ender is a food-based lozenge that has two layers. The outer layer is a bit of sweet. We have four flavors: chocolate mint, citrus, mocha, and cinnamon. And it provides that measured dose of sweet. And then the inner layer has a flavor combination that stimulates the trigeminal nerve that gives you this very, very strong sensory effect that is kind of this pause of, oh, maybe I'll take a break and think about what I'm doing. So not only does the lozenge occupy your mouth, but it gives you a cue to think about what you want to do next.
Okay, so why those? Why cinnamon? Why? I mean, what's the science behind all of that?
Well, as you were talking about before, many people, kind of crave a sweet taste at the end of a meal, or they crave sweet for a snack. And so the goal with a meal ender lozenge is to provide a measured dose of that sweet. Like you could have, it's not like opening a bag of cookies. You have a small lozenge that you suck on and you get this great flavor of chocolate, citrus to meet that sweet need. But then after that finishes, you get a signal that, hey, we're going to work on stopping right here and not continuing on with eating.
Okay. Does it really work?
It does really work. We actually conducted a study in 2017 with Stanford School of Medicine's Nutritional Study Group. And results from that study demonstrated that meal ender's use reduced the participants' intake an average of 231 calories a day. And this consumption decrease was sustained after the participants no longer used the lozenge, suggesting that meal enders have a lasting effect on eating behavior. And also, the participants did not report an increase in hunger despite consuming fewer calories. In fact, the data suggested that the participants were slightly less hungry and expended more energy during the day. We also found that meal enders promoted more mindful eating. About 88% of the clinical study participants agreed that they were more mindful about their eating while using meal enders. In addition, about 62% of the users reported that they noticed an increase in their overall level of mindfulness. We also found that meal enders help people exercise more restraint in their eating and that they were able to stop and reduce their tendency to overeat due to emotional or food triggers. About 70% reported healthier eating patterns and that meal enders helped them avoid eating between meals. Another 75% reported meal enders helped them to stop eating after a meal or snack. And almost 80% reported that they used meal enders as a healthy alternative to dessert. So we had to...
All right. Now, everyone out there, well, everyone out there is counting carbs. And, you know how it is now. They're all doing that thing. So tell everyone what the ingredient listing is for the meal ender lozenge.
Sure. Each lozenge contains about 15 calories, and it has 2 grams of carbohydrate total. So a very, very small dose.
All right. So just a small dose, and that's in the form of sugar?
Yes, primarily sugar.
Okay. Is there a special kind of sugar you use? Is it brown sugar? Is it some kind of special sugar?
It is confectioner's sugar. So it is most of the sugar is contained in the outer coating, so as part of the chocolate flavor. And then there is some sugar and a small amount of corn syrup in the inner core. But just trace amount.
Did you guys ever try stevia or something like that, which is, you know, obviously a non-calorie kind of an herbal sweetener? Would that taste the same way or what? Because I know a lot of people out there, you know, are trying to do switch outs and get rid of a lot of processed sugar.
You know, we do not have a product like that available at this time, but is certainly a direction that we would like to explore in the future, because I think it's a great idea.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, you know, really at the end of the day, what you've got in meal ender is a legal sweet. Let's just call it what it is. It's legal. Okay. I mean, isn't that a great way to put it? Instead of reaching for the 3,000-pound, you know, cookie or muffin or some bad boy out there, you grab this. And what you're saying is that study really showed that people were able to get enough satisfaction that it killed their craving further. Is that correct?
That is correct. We see meal enders as a tool, you know, when someone has a goal of, let's say, oh, you know, I really want to lose some weight, and I know if I stopped taking seconds, it would make a big difference. And so they have their dinner, they have their single portion of a healthy meal, and then instead of reaching for that second helping, they pop in a meal enders and they savor the flavor. And while they have that meal ender in their mouth, they may take their plate to the kitchen and rinse it clean. So really, as a substitute in recognizing behaviors that they want to change, that they can have a meal ender and it creates that pause so that they can think about what they're doing, think about their goals, and create new habits. And the benefit
so
is
that, that well, that's like, the definition of the mindfulness that you were describing before, you know,
yes.
Because really, isn't that just sort of living in the moment and then assessing what's going on and really, you know, kind of hitting pause, and instead of reacting, especially impulsively, you're able to kind of sit back from them and say, wait a minute, what am I doing? And then responding instead of reacting. Is that what you found in the study?
Yes, we found that people were able, because of that sensory experience from the inner core, which is kind of this cooling, tingling sensation, it's like, oh, right, I remember, I want to stick to one plate of food. I'm gonna change my direction right now. And that type of mindfulness, individuals, they really appreciated having a tool to help them in that moment. And the great thing about meal enders, it's a food-based lozenge. So, you know, unlike other products that try to fill you up or other products that might have stimulants, it's completely food-based. And so you can use one, two, or three lozenges at a time, and you can use them multiple times throughout the day. And what we found throughout the study is that people did use lozenges throughout the day, and that over the course of the study that they used them at different times of the day. So it's really adaptable to what's happening as you kind of continue on your path of changing your eating habits.
Huh. So of the meal ender options that you've got, what's your favorite? What's the one you like?
Well, I love the chocolate mint.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That is my favorite.
Okay. All right. And then tell us how you, as an expert, actually use it yourself.
Well, I use the meal ender, and I use meal enders with my clients. So as part of my practice, if I'm working with someone and we're developing a weight management program, you know, we try to use SMART goals, which are, you know, kind of taking the big goal, let's say, of losing 30 pounds, and we break it down into very specific behaviorally based goals that you can track. For instance, if someone, you know, goes to a restaurant for lunch five times a week, we would look at that habit and say, wow, you know, you're probably getting more calories than what you need there. And packing lunch from home would really help you with your weight management goals. Why don't we, you know, have you reduce restaurant meals to twice a week and pack your lunch three times a week? And this person happened to get dessert all the time at a restaurant, so that they would pack their lunch and take it to work and then have a meal ender at the end, so they could get that measured dose of sweet and still stay on track with their food plan goal, so that they wouldn't turn to the pantry and go get a sweet after they had their bagged lunch. So really being able to put it in place to help them stay on track.
Well, you know, what it sounds like to me is you're combining both an actual physical, you know, in this case, you know, real entity intervention, and that is the lozenge, with what I see now is it's the biggest emerging trend in the whole field of weight management, which is behavioral science. You know, rather than just be walking around looking at metrics, you know, scale hopping and, you know, doing that whole thing, I see that behavioral science rules that whatever you can do to actually change the behavior of that individual, switching out one habit for another, having them hit the pause button, all of these things is really the most critical element, don't you think?
I do believe in that. I think focusing on behaviors, it helps to empower the client because they can observe the changes that they are making and they own their progress, right? They own the fact that they are changing their lives because they can see what they're doing, and because they own it, the, you know, habit changes, they stick around. So we have longer term success.
I like it. I like it. Now, you said that wonderful word I use all the time, the SMART goals. Why don't you tell everyone what SMART stands for?
Okay. SMART goals stand for one specific. So you can identify when, how, and what you're going to do. Number two, it's measurable. So you can track or measure the outcome. Number three, it's attainable. So, you know, the person is in charge of the outcome and they're not relying on someone else to be successful in the area, that they can own it and it's attainable for them. Number four is that it's realistic, that, you know, you look at your current lifestyle and you set goals that are challenging but are not overwhelming. And they don't rely on like a series of perfect days in order to be successful. And number five, that there's a set time frame. So, you know, it's not saying, you know, and from here on out, I will never eat another sweet. It might, there's a time limit. So it might be for a day, for a week, for a month. I'm going to focus on bringing in more vegetables into my diet.
Excellent. So really, at the end of the day, so many people out there say they want to be in better shape and better health and all this and shed some excess weight, get more fit, eat better, more sleep, all the rest of it. But saying it is one thing, all right? But being able to lay down a SMART strategy, as you just said, is a whole different ballgame, because what you're actually doing is writing down a game plan that's also attached to some important milestones, which is what we're talking about here. And that is the timeline is extremely important, but also the R for, you know, being realistic and not believing all the fake news out there about dropping weight overnight or anything like this, because it takes a while to change behavior. And I know that with all of the clients you've dealt with over the many years, you know for a natural fact that it's those people who can patiently practice these new behavioral changes who succeed. Don't you believe?
I do. And I have to say that is why I like Meal Enders so much, is that it's that little tool, that little support when someone is, you know, trying to make that change. And it's that cue that reminds them like, oh yeah, this is a new behavior, and I can bridge that gap, so that, you know, if they're looking at, you know, altering the composition of their diet. And what I mean by that is with a lot of individuals, we focus on bringing in more vegetables versus taking out foods. And so if they look at a different plate of food and in their mind, they're going, oh my gosh, am I going to be satisfied? Is this going to be enough? That they can have this plate of food and then have a meal ender. And one of the benefits of a meal ender is it helps to bridge that gap for satiety so that you have the physical fullness from the food in your stomach. But it takes 15 to 20 minutes, as you know, to get that second level of fullness that is richer and deeper, and you can kind of relax. And meal enders are that type of tool that can help people bridge that gap when they feel kind of nervous whether this meal is going to leave them feeling hungry, and is just kind of a golden window to keep eating.
I love it. You know, putting it all together, obviously your years of experience as a registered dietitian, working with countless clients, really is a gift to this group, Meal Enders, because you're able to say, the direction you're going in makes all the sense in the world, because you've been listening to this for years. People want the sweet period at the end of the sentence, and this is a very straightforward and studied way to do it, and it's a simple lozenge. So I want everyone out there to give it a whirl. What the hey, right? The website is Meal Enders. Says Meal ENDERS.com, and you can also see Tammy Lyon there on the website explaining all of this and helping you work it through. And I'm sure that if you have specific questions, they have a way of being able to grab those questions and help you out, so that you can just go ahead, give it a trial, see how it works for you. And at the same time, listen to what Tammy just said about setting up SMART goals, a SMART strategy. Tammy, you have just been so wonderful with your fount of knowledge on all of this. Thanks for helping your clients the way you have in your private practice, as well as with Meal Enders, because I know that your level of expertise is well needed, especially in a field and an industry where there's so much fake news. This is really good. So like I said, run on over to mealenders.com, everyone. And Tammy, thank you so much for being on the Her podcast.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. And listen, everyone out there, run on over to iTunes right now. Now, come on now. This has been a good one. Up, oh, I know you're busy right now running to that Meal Enders website. I see you. I understand what's happening. But come on, hit iTunes and rate and review the show, because I want to hear what you have to say about it. Does this resonate with you? Does this make sense for you? I hope so. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, host of the Her Podcast. Follow me on Facebook at Dr. Pam Peek or Twitter at Pam Peek MD. And remember to catch every episode of the Her Podcast on iTunes or Radio MD. Thanks for listening today, and stay well.